After the recent wave of housing actions throughout Canada, which took direct action to counter the nationwide housing crisis, from Halifax, where an abandoned hospital was taken as a squat, to Vancouver, where homeless people and community members built and maintained the Woodward's Building Squat. Each of the actions which took place across the country through the coordinated day of action called Give It or Guard It, initiated by the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, were linked to the struggle across Canada for the basic human right of housing. In Montreal, the fight for social housing and against gentrification continues throughout the city and maintains a strong will in St. Henry, where the anti-capitalist convergence CLAC has been active in building opposition to the continuing efforts to develop and gentrify St. Henry and Montreal's southwest. The Quad Exclusif condo project is a clear face of the effects of gentrification in St. Henry, a luxury condominium project which will include over 450 lofts to be built in the traditionally and currently low-income and working-class neighborhood. The anti-capitalist convergence has been actively confronting the Quad des Exclusives St. Henry condo project, recently disrupting Montreal City Council in protest of St. Henry City Councillors for their complete complicity and cooperation in the creation of the Quad des Exclusives condominium project in St. Henry, despite repeated and loud protests from many St. Henry residents. We spoke with Karina Chagnon and Andrea Schmidt of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence about the St. Henry campaign against the Quad des Exclusifs and gentrification, the neighborhood involvement, and the Anti-Capitalist Convergence perspectives on the fight for the basic right for housing.
Well, the most tangible manifestation of recent gentrification in St. Henry has been this company called Développement des Éclusiers, who has a project of 450 units of luxury lofts and condos that the city councillors of the Southwest, who are Jacqueline Montpetit, Lynn Amel, and Robert Bousquet, constitute the demolition committee to revise this project. These condos are set to be built along the Lachine Canal, which is a really big problematic right now with the reopening of the Lachine Canal. It provides a lot of space for real estate developers to come and build luxury condos that limit the access of the canal to the residents of the neighboring areas. And so the first step was supposedly public consultation with the councillors who constitute the demolition committee with the residents of St. Henry. During that consultation, around 60 people came out to state very, very clearly that they were opposed to any kind of construction of condos along the Lachine Canal or anywhere in their neighborhoods, as Andrea expressed earlier, because of the results that that has with rents being driven up, with repossession from landlords, always with the idea of constructing more condos and less social housing. And during that consultation process, it was pretty apparent from the beginning that the councillors were not listening to their residents, because in a two-hour-long discussion, no one once said that they were for condos, and yet, after a closed-door deliberation from the councillors, they granted a demolition permit, at which point residents were very frustrated, obviously, of the way they were being treated and not listened to by their councillors. And since then, CLAC Housing had decided to have a demonstration on October 26th against the construction of these condos, which was really to build some support and to mobilize and to show that, you know, people in the neighborhood were ready to fight this recent attack of gentrification. And since then, we've had a delegation to go and meet with the councillors to make sure that they have no intention of granting a construction permit. Now, obviously, if they grant a demolition permit, it's based on the project of how the soil is going to be reused, which are the condos. They never listened to us and actually locked themselves into a room instead of having to face the music, and called in police. So after seeing pretty obviously that we weren't being listened to, the next step was to go to City Hall, which happened on November 25th. And there we denounced the councillors' approach in not only not listening to their population, to their constituency, but in actively promoting a housing crisis. And that's something that's really grave in areas like in the Southwest, where 75% of residents are tenants, and the average income, yearly income for people is around $19,000. So when you see luxury condos being sold at $450,000, it's pretty obvious who's going to be living there. And it's very obvious that the councillors are listening to interests that have nothing to do with their own constituencies. So at City Hall, we denounced the councillors, explained once again that there's a housing crisis and that they have no right of promoting this crisis longer. And then again, nobody listened, although there was a bit of media take on the action. Now what's coming along is that tomorrow, on the 3rd of December, there's a regular borough meeting, which happens once a month. And there we just learned that one of the motions being passed is supposedly called architectural revision of the condos, which is a nice and very obscure way to say that they're going to be passing the demolition permit without even having public consultations about it, having any kind of outreach to the population. Nobody even knows what architectural revision means. And they've also recently changed the place of the borough meeting so as to confuse people a little more. So obviously they're trying to hide as much as possible from the frustrations that are being felt in the Southwest, in the neighborhoods. And this is the next action we're planning to keep pressure on the councillors so as to not let them give this construction permit and not to let them keep on gentrifying the neighborhood and helping out condo developers while more and more people in the neighborhoods can't even find a place to live or being repossessed or their rents are going up.
Right now in the Southwest, it's obvious to anybody who goes to visit there that it's right in the middle of a massive gentrification process or a massive period of gentrification. It's easy for us to pretend like this is a new thing, but we know and we're very aware that it's not. It's been going on for at least 7 years, I think, in that area. And there have been housing committees who have been fighting it, demanding more social housing in the area for, you know, that period of time for much longer. So we're sort of jumping into it at a stage where gentrification is well on its way and what gentrification tangibly means in the Southwest, particularly in St. Henry, where we're contesting one of its manifestations in this 450 units of luxury lofts and condos that's being built. What it tangibly means is that rents are going up as property owners, as real estate developers come in, buy up land at a very cheap price, and develop it, start charging very high prices for it. The rest of the property values in the area also go up at the same time, and it allows other property owners, to hike their rents, which means, again, in a very tangible sense, as winter comes on, that some people are unable to pay their rent. People in this traditionally poor and very working class neighborhood are no longer able to pay or afford rent in the area. It means they have to move elsewhere. It means sometimes around July 1st, they find themselves homeless. It means as winter comes on, it means people can't pay for heating. They can just afford their rent. They call us, seeing, you know, our posters for our demos, and they talk about how they're not sure they can pay for a hydro this winter. And so that's some of what it means on a very tangible scale.
Just to begin with the question you raised about the unaccountability of municipal elected representatives or any kind of governing body, I think through this work, through constantly harassing city councillors, borough councillors, I think we've never really had a shadow of a doubt that they'll actually, you know, eventually turn around and see the goodwill of their possible actions. I think it's clear from the beginning that any kind of elected representative at this level has some stakes in what they do and what they represent, and those stakes aren't of representing people at the base. And with this analysis, that's how CLEC has opposed the FTA or the G8, by constantly stating that elected representatives can be supposedly democratic, but none of their actions actually reflect the will of those who they govern. And it's clear that it's a struggle we have to take, and it's also a way to empower ourselves into being able to take our own decisions about how our neighborhoods are going to be run, you know, what kind of globalization people want, a globalization and a neighborhood at the same time that is free of racism or patriarchy or any kind of discrimination. And that's really the same logic that drives it. I think in the past, in our mobilizations towards Quebec City and Ottawa in Take the Capital against the G8, we tried, you know, as much as we could to make those links between neoliberal policies that affect everybody's lives to a very local level, be it displacement of populations throughout the world for different economic reasons, be it cuts in social services or in social housing, in the fact that more and more power has always been given to landlords, to bosses, to governing bodies. And in that sense, it's never been useful or good for people at the base to have these G8 leaders dictate what kind of world governance they want for their own interest and for the interest of the capitalist class, or on the local level with city councillors that walk hand in hand with promoting companies that have absolutely no interest in the lives of people in those communities. And so those are always the links we try to make. And it's also from the fact that the supposedly so-called anti-globalization movement has always, you know, often been criticized out of not being rooted in local struggles, that it's more of an, you know, university or intellectual thing to go and oppose neoliberal treaties or policies, and it's sort of like the carnival of the moment every year or so. And I think that's where we're really trying to show that these policies at a global level are really reflected in local struggles too, and affect people in their daily lives. And it's these links that we have to make.
We also spoke with residents of St. Henry who participated in the National Day of Action for Housing on October 26th, Give It or Guard It. The residents share their perspectives about the changing face of their neighborhood due to big development and gentrification.
This neighborhood has been here like for a long time, generations and generations of working class people that are suddenly pushed out because they can't make their next move when they want to change apartments.
So where do they go? They're not allowed in their own neighborhood anymore, you know.
And St. Henry is one of the few neighborhoods where there are a lot of people that have been here for generations and generations that are still here, that have never left St. Henry, you know, and it's really affecting them the most.
And the people that own the buildings, the landlords have caught on to the crisis and are shooting up the rents. And everybody's taking advantage of that, except the people who can actually afford to buy a building and convert it to whatever they want.
And what we really have the biggest problem with is that we usually use the Lachine Canal a lot. And we found that like the new marina that they built on near the old port is like sort of taking away green space that we used to picnic on, and now there's no green space there. It's just a marina for people who don't even live in the area to bring their boats in. And like,
and it's an area that's been neglected for how many years? Yeah. Now all of a sudden there's this huge interest in it. They're taking down all the factories, taking down everything that used to sort of make it an isolated area.
Yeah.
And it's going to be overpopulated with people that particularly I don't really want to see there.
Well,
you know?
There's
the SUVs pulling in. There's a lot of dog poop everywhere now. There wasn't. There's people that give the regular people sort of the funny, the strange look, the eye, the, you know, what are you doing here look, when they were here first to begin with, you know.
Yeah.
What has this process of gentrification meant for your family or families you know?
For us, well, we used to live in Westmount up until 2 years ago, and somebody bought, it used to be owned by a family, the building, and a company, a no-name company, number company, took it over and wanted everybody out so that they would do renovations. And we used to pay like $525 rent, and they wanted us to move out for 4 months. So, like, how are you going to find a place with a housing crisis and everything? Move out for 4 months and come back in, but knowing full well that we're not going to come back. And they basically shot up the rent from $525 with heat included to $750, and it's electricity now, so you have to pay your own heat. And we just got pushed into St. Henry. And
we found it a good place.
Yeah.
But we see around us the same thing is happening here now. Yeah. Now, and then we're thinking, okay, so what happens at the point where we get kicked out of this neighborhood, like everybody who's been here for generations, and where does everybody go? Mm-hmm. You know, where do we move? Off the island, somewhere we can't live? Some, you know, we don't have a car.
We don't want to have a car, so...
Now, this process of gentrification has been countered in various spots here in Montreal and across the country in different cities with direct actions, squats. How do you feel about that in terms of St. Henry?
In terms of St. Henry, I think it's good. I think it's, like, you sort of feel like...
I think more should be done. People should get out and say stuff.
Yeah. If you sort of feel like nothing's being done about it and nothing...
A lot of people sit home and bitch about it, but what can you do? They've really limited their options of what you can do and what you can say.
I could go and complain to, like, condo developers, but what use is that?
Ha ha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now in the Southwest, it feels like a lot of what we're doing is trying to build that momentum. We know that the rage is there, right? We know that people are angry. You know, we flyer on Saturdays, and 9 out of 10 people are like, we really, really agree with this. This is messed up. And they'll tell you stories about, you know, how their rent has been hiked or how people they know who are looking for apartments. Because not just that people are being kicked out of St. Henry, that's happening. There's that sort of displacement happening. But it's also, you know, you have to look at who's being allowed into the area, right? And in a racist society, when rents go up, it means that landlords can discriminate against immigrant families, against single mothers, you know, all the people who they think are somehow risks for whatever messed up, prejudiced reasons, right? So people will tell stories about people they know who are trying to find housing in the Southwest and how 4 years ago it was really easy and how now it's almost impossible. And on all sorts of levels, I feel from talking to people, like people are really behind this. It is hard, though, in an area where most people are sort of living their lives and, you know, are kind of used to being screwed over on some level, where they've been screwed over again and again. This isn't the first time they've watched people be displaced in the Southwest. In the 60s, in Little Burgundy, there was a mass displacement project that was called Urban Renewal. Other people have called it, you know, a mass removal of the black population of Little Burgundy, and people have watched that. And they know what it's like to get screwed over, and they know they've seen the condos go up in that area. And they, you know, it's hard to get over the fact that, you know, they've watched these go up despite large-scale protest in the neighborhood. And you know, how are we going to claim that this time it's possible to win? It's possible to stop this process of gentrification. And I think that that is what we're claiming, and we're going to keep claiming it. And I hope that over the next months, the neighborhood will mobilize, because I know that the anger is there. And I know the capacity for resistance is fully there. And one of the things we've promised is that it's not just about governments. I mean, it's been fascinating to, after, you know, a few years of organizing in this sort of anti-globalization, quote-unquote, movement, and watching governments be called unaccountable and corporations are unaccountable, you know, on a sort of international level. Well, the exact same process is going on in the Southwest right now. And it's not that anybody ever expected the governments to be accountable to anybody except the capitalists. So who are we going to confront next? We're going to confront the capitalists. And that happens to be this time Le Quai des Étudiants and Michel Servan. We're leading up to a permanent presence, which hopefully will galvanize a lot of reaction in the neighborhood. From the 13th to the 16th of December, we're going to be outside that real estate office every day doing a rain. You know, we're going to have community meals. And there'll be rallies, there'll be flyering, there'll be films, there'll be music, there'll be entertainment. And so it will be sort of a three-day-long festival against the condos and building that resistance. And on the 16th, we're going to gather as a neighborhood, as supporters of the neighborhood, and as people who are ready to fight against the gentrification in that neighborhood. And we're going to go and directly confront Michel Servan of Groupe Summa, who is behind this project. And I think then that those days will be the measure of the sort of mobilization in the neighborhood.
You've been listening to a report about the growing movement throughout Canada, Montreal, and specifically in St. Henry, for the basic human right to housing, as the gentrification of many Montreal neighborhoods and neighborhoods across Canada continues, and rents increase, and our neighborhoods become playgrounds for yuppies. The fight for housing takes on many different faces, from squats to occupations to direct actions and neighborhood campaigns. Here in Montreal, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence is organizing a series of events over the coming days, weeks, and months concerning the gentrification of St. Henry, and specifically to oppose the Quai des Exclusifs condo project. On Wednesday, December 10th, there will be a public assembly, No More Condos, Take Back Our Neighborhood, which will be taking place at the Seda Community Center, located at 2515 De Lille Street, near Metro Lionel Grew. The event starts at 6 p.m. with free supper and videos. Presentations will be given by POPIR, Committee de Logement of St. Henry, members of the community of Little Burgundy, and the Anti-Capitalist Convergence. From the 13th to the 16th of November, CLAC will be organizing a constant presence outside the offices of the Quai des Exclusifs, beginning at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on each day. The Quai des Exclusifs is located at 259 Green Street, near Metro Lionel Group. The events will be festive, including pickets, free hot chocolate and food servings, neighborhood performances from music to poetry, all working towards November 16th, when people from the neighborhood and supporters will gather at noon in front of the offices of Le Quai des Exclusifs. We'll gather at noon for a free meal, a main force behind the Quai des Exclusifs condominium project. The march will demand to the St. Henry condominium project. For more information, call 514-409-2049 or email clac logement at yahoo.ca. or visit www.quebec2001.net. This report has been produced by Stéphane Christophe for CKUT Radio in Montreal.